The Apple Watch is available April 24th. It's already available for pre-order. But why would we want one? It's the Byron and Christie Show on CFM. Trent Geddes is our tech guru, trent.net.au for all the details. This has gone absolutely crazy, Trent.
Yeah, it's mad. The pre-orders don't even include countries like Australia and even the United Kingdom. That's just data from Canada and the US alone at the moment.
Wow.
Which is mad. And that's just based on receipts from online shoppers that they're estimating that people are buying up to two watches, you know, of around about $500 per order.
What does this thing do? We've seen pictures of it on people's wrists. It looks very pretty. But someone might say, I got an iPhone. What do I need an iWatch, Apple Watch for?
It does all sorts of things, more than just the old traditional watch face. You know, those fitness tracker bands that people wear around at the moment?
Yeah. Or like the Fitbit thing that tracks your heart rate and stuff.
Yeah, it can do all those sort of functions. You can send and receive text messages from it. You can ring up Siri. You can actually initiate phone calls for your mobile phone. From the device and, you know, receive notifications from all your applications, as well as, you know, developers are developing all sorts of various applications which can just run on that, to the point that I believe you can even play games on this thing.
Trent, hey, from one tech expert over here to another, I even hear that you can actually send your heartbeat to your partner if you are like in a long distance relationship and you're overseas and apart. Is that true?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You can. It's got like vibration sensors and motors in it to be able to send and receive the data between two common users.
Didn't have that in your report, did you, Trent?
Right. No. Yeah. I mean, no, because Trent's talking about useful features, and that's the difference. The notifications that vibrate when I'm wearing a watch 24/7, this feels like something from the future. I don't know. Like, yeah, I'm pretty much addicted to my phone as it is.
Mm.
If I'm getting notifications like vibrations every time someone sends me an email or a text on my watch, have we gone mad?
I don't think it is. You know, I find situations where I'll be only, like, say, 5 or 10 metres from my mobile phone, but I don't want to carry it with me. And to be able to have that come up on the phone and not miss some things is great for the busy person in me, but that's just my little opinion on it.
But isn't it okay to miss? Isn't that the point? I mean, sometimes we want to miss a call. We want to miss an email. It's attached to my wrist. It's going to vibrate every time I get an email or a text. I just don't think there's any escaping it now.
Well, I've got a solution for you. Don't buy the Apple Watch.
Ooh. Trent.net.au is where you go for all things technology. Thanks, Trent Geddes, for joining us on the Byron and Christie Show.
Cheers.
And that Apple Watch is available on April the 24th, already just in the US and Canada alone, 1 million pre-orders.
After Byron and Christie are done, you get 20 hits in a row.